Hello and welcome to Easton News. My name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, October 20th, 2023. The town of Easton is still in moderate alert for both Triple E and West Nile virus. By taking a few common sense precautions, people can help to protect themselves and their loved ones. Apply insect repellent. Clothing can help reduce mosquito bites. Be aware of peak mosquito hours. The hours from dusk till dawn are peak biting times for many mosquitoes. And mosquito-proof your homes by draining standing water and installing or repairing screens or doors and windows. Fact sheets on the West Nile virus and reducing exposure and risks are available on the town website and the Easton Health Department office at 136 Elm Street, Easton, Massachusetts, 02356.
Don your costumes and light up the darkness at Sheep Pasture. NRT educator Tristan will lead you through Halloween and harvest traditions from around the world before ending the night telling spooky stories around the campfire. Wear your best costume and join haunted happenings at the NRT Thursday, October 26th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You need to register beforehand. The cost is $15. You can find the event on the NRT website and their Facebook page.
Join the Ames Free Library if you dare for an evening of spine-tingling enchantment that will linger in your thoughts after the Halloween moon sense. Greg Dwyer, a magician and a mind reader, will take the floor at the Quesit House on October 28th. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are required for this event and the cost is $30. You can purchase your tickets at the circulation desk at the Ames Free Library or at the website.
The town of Easton is undertaking a crucial public safety and public works facilities replacement project to enhance essential services for the community. The project includes constructing a new combined DPW facility, police and fire headquarters, and fire substation, consolidating multiple outdated buildings. With facilities ranging from 50 to 70 plus years old, these structures no longer meet the various health, safety, and environmental codes and are beyond their useful lifespans. The special town meeting will take place October 23rd, 2023, 7 p.m. at Oliver Ames, and the debt exclusion election will be November 4th, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Oliver Ames as well. So please visit www.eastonpsw.com to learn more about the project, sign up for notifications about the project, updates, and share your feedback.
To vote by mail for the November 4th election, you must apply by October 30th. The applications must be received by the town clerk by 5 p.m. on the 30th. The email application is to votebymail@easton.ma.us, or you can place it in the drop box outside of Town Hall by 5 p.m. For the application, follow the link below.
On October 27th, Easton Live is back. The Easton Lions Club is hosting another Easton Live event at the Hall on Foundry. The band that time forgot is the band that will be featured this time around. Doors open at 7 p.m., the show starts at 8, and tickets are $15 at the door. The Hall and Foundry is located at 375 Foundry Street, North Easton.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAD has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit. ECAD has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Did you know that Easton is going to be 300 years old? It's pretty old. Well, in 2025, the great town is, in fact, turning 300 and will be all year long. The Tricentennial Committee that was put together to run the celebration needs a logo to represent the celebration. The Tricentennial Committee is hosting a contest for the creation of the official logo of the Easton 300 celebration. This contest is an opportunity for the community to participate in the creation of said logo to be used in promoting and celebrating Easton's 300th anniversary in 2025. Entries must be received by November 30th and cash prizes will be passed out to the winning logos. For rules and how to enter, visit easton300.org.
Turn in your unneeded medication for safe disposal at the Easton Police Department on Lothrop Street on Saturday, October 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Easton Police and the DEA will give the opportunity for the public to bring prescription medication for disposal to the Easton Police Station. Over-the-counter and PET medications will also be accepted. This service is free and anonymous with no questions asked.
Saturday, October 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church will hold a bike collection for Bikes Not Bombs organization. They will be collecting used bikes and bike parts for the organization that fixes the bikes and sends them to people in need. The Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 143 Lincoln Street, North Easton. Priscilla Almquist Olson interviewed the organization on her show Community Forum, which you can check out on the public channel and also on our YouTube channel. Search Easton Cat TV and make sure to subscribe.
Calling all bottle caps, the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 57 Club with the Legions of Easton is collecting clear white bottle caps. The collection of bottle caps will be recycled into prosthetics for fellow veterans. You can bring your bottle caps to the Bristol Trinity Episcopal Church at 143 Lincoln Street in North Easton. The container will be located near the main entrance and the collection will end on October 31st, 2023.
APCSM is having a Dogtoberfest on October 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. They'll be having local brewery tastings, food, their famous bake sale, of course, music, and games. Dogs are welcome, and humans must be 21 or older. So, tickets go on sale August 19th and can be purchased at apcsm.org/Dogtoberfest. This event will be held at the APCSM location.
The NRT Sheep Pasture Spooktacular returns for fun fall adventure designed for children and their families on Saturday, October 28th. $20 per family for up to 5 people. Additional people are $5 each. Admission, food, and any sales are cash only on the day of the event. Admission price will include activities, hikes, and presentations, as well as fun treats that children can get from visiting each booth. The event will run from 2 p.m. to 5:30.
The Easton Historical Society and Museum will be hosting an open house on Sunday, October 22nd. This month's theme is Growing Up in Easton in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Join the society from 12:30 to 4:30 and learn what it was like to grow up in Easton back in the day. The museum is located at 80 Mechanic Street in North Easton. After the break, you're going to find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
And ECAT is getting ready to have some fun celebrating Community Media Day. You're watching Easton News.
Hi, sports fans. Easton Community Access Television, that's ECAT, your place for all of Ames high school sports. How about football, hockey, basketball, soccer, gymnastics, swimming, wrestling, lacrosse, field hockey, and more? Join us on Comcast 97 and Verizon Channel 23.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the official first episode of Eatin' with ECAT. My name is Joseph Taft.
I'm Jack Ryan.
And I'm Abby Kishlam.
We are, in fact, your co-hosts, and we are determined to bring you all the big eats that you can handle. So listen, if you're a foodie, you're not going to want to miss any of the action. Check out our website, www.eastoncat.org, or find us on social, at EastonCat. To find this episode on demand.
Oh, you're going down, Kishlam. You're going down. You're going down.
I got through the foam, and I'm getting a little more down to the... It's like...
The fact that there's jelly in this just unsettles me.
A Reuben sandwich is the best sandwich out. The sauerkraut mixed with the Thousand Island and the rye bread.
This is something I have never seen before.
We're good. We're all family here.
Where does the ice cream begin?
Big bite.
And the whipped cream.
No more plate.
I'm Francesca Fornacini. I am a professor of physics and astronomy at Stonehill College in Easton. In April, April 8th, 2024, there's going to actually be a total solar eclipse, which is one of the most awe-inspiring events, I think, that you can witness from the Earth. The path of totality from which you can see that total solar eclipse is actually going to cross through Northern Vermont and New Hampshire. If you're able to get there, I strongly recommend making the trip and witnessing this event where the moon is going to completely block out the light from the surface of the sun. You'll be able to see the sun's corona, its outer atmosphere, and another host of like just very surreal, unusual effects. If you're staying here in Easton on April 8th, you'll still be able to notice the effects of the eclipse occurring. About 90% of the sun's surface will be shadowed by the moon. And if you look at shadows, they'll have this odd sort of crescent shape. And you'll notice an overall sort of like dimming and a general sort of different color to the light. So even if you're here in Easton, pay attention on the afternoon of April 8th.
The town of Easton offers many tax exemptions designed to reduce the property tax burden for elderly or disabled veterans. These exemptions include Elderly Clause 41D, Clause 22, and Disabled Veterans, and Clause 22D, Surviving Spouse, Clause 37, Blind, Community Preservation. You can find these applications and instructions on the assessor's webpage. Scroll down to the dark blue box at the end and select Real Estate Exemptions. You will see a drop-down menu listing all real estate applications. If you have any questions, please contact the assessor's office at 508-230-0520.
Did you know that the town of Easton offers free blood pressure clinics every Wednesday? Easton paramedics will be on hand at Frothingham Hall between 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and at Parker Terrace Community Center between 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in service and no appointments are required.
On Friday, October 20th is Community Media Day, so ECAT is going to celebrate that with ECAT Day on Saturday, the 21st. Starting at 10 and until 1 o'clock, ECAT will be live at 115 Main Street at the World War Memorial in front of the old Easton Grammar School. We will have all your favorite ECAT show hosts there throughout the day to stop by and say hi, and you can take a look at the ECAT van. We will also have a live stream, so it's your chance to be live on ECAT.
The Are You OK? free telephone calling service provides peace of mind for both the individual and their family. The program provides reliable, daily phone assurance and the security a person may need to maintain their independence. The program is designed for senior, disabled persons, and shut-ins living in Bristol County. The Bristol County Sheriff's Department will make a telephone call to an individual's home at approximately the same time each day. If no one answers, the Sheriff's Department will call back shortly. If no one answers the second time, the police department will be called immediately to check on the individual's status. Enroll at 508-994-8932 or toll-free at 888-809-8932.
The Easton Youth Baseball and Youth Football are joining forces and hosting the first annual kickball tournament fundraiser. This event will be held on November 11th at Militia Park. It is $45 per player and you must register in teams of six. For more info, you can go to Easton Youth Baseball League Facebook page or you can visit the link below.
Effective May 1st through November 1st, Phase 3 water restriction will be in place. So from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., houses will be restricted on what days they can use water. These restrictions are needed to comply with the town's water withdrawal permit and to ensure adequate supply during the construction of the PFAS and iron and manganese treatment facilities. Please visit the Easton Water Division webpage for more information.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home. Let's take a look. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org.
The cat room at the APCSM is full of so many cute, lovable cats waiting to find their forever home. Like Star, she's an adorable 2-month-old kitten looking for her forever person. Or Cheese and Cake, a 2-year-old bonded pair who absolutely want to go home together. If any of these sweet cats sound like the fit for you, or if you want to see who else is hiding in the cat room, fill out a cat adoption application on apcsm.org.
This is Muffy. Muffy is a sweet girl who just needs a tiny bit of time to warm up to her new home. When she loves deeply. Muffy lost her person when they passed away. She feels lost herself and is looking for someone to be her best friend. Muffy is a sweet girl and promises to make her new person very happy. If you are interested in adopting Muffy, please fill out an animal adoption application on apcsm.org.
Your 7-day forecast is still to come.
And OA Sports were in full action this week. You're watching Easton News.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And we're realtors.
With Coldwell Banker in Easton.
And wannabe movie stars.
Pretty much. I'd actually prefer to be a rock star.
Well, yeah.
Do not hit the market is not crashing.
It smells of stardom.
Yep. It does smell like stardom in here. Yeah.
But it's very important as you age to have women friends, because women are always your support system.
Hi, I'm Jen from Fantasy Crafts. Turn your average household items into fun for the whole family. Let your imagination run wild.
It was my decision. You be quiet over there.
Fantasy Crafts, playing Monday at 3 p.m., Wednesday at 1 p.m., only at ECAT.
Okay, it's time for your 7-day weather forecast.
Hello and welcome to your ECAT 7-day weather forecast. Friday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with late showers that linger over into the day on Saturday. Saturday, it's going to be mostly rain with a high of 61 and a low of 53. Those showers could still be there throughout the day on Sunday, but Monday, things start to clear up and it's going to be sun for the rest of the week. Full sun on Tuesday and partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Things start to heat up with highs of 66 and 70 on Wednesday and Thursday, so make sure you enjoy that good weather while you still can. This has been your ECAT 7-day weather forecast.
Mark your calendars and get your costumes ready. The Easton Food Pantry will be hosting a Halloween parade. It will start at 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. The parade will start at Barrow Street in front of the Easton Council on Aging and work its way around the town, past Frothingham Park, back to the COA. The parade will be about a mile. After the parade, there will be candy and hay rides from Langwater Farm. Make sure you bring a non-perishable food donation for the food pantry so they can help families in need.
Borderland State Park fall closing hours. Borderland opens daily at 8 a.m. Starting on Sunday, October 1st, closing time was changed to 6 p.m. And starting on November 5th, the park will close at 4 p.m.
The Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help Easton celebrate their 300th celebration, you can email easton300@outlook.com. If you want to attend the next meeting, it will be on October 24th at 6 p.m. and it will run from 7:45 at the Quesit House.
On Friday the 13th, ECAT celebrated the release of our new short film, The Innkeeper. Check out some of the fun that we had at the Quesit House.
We are live officially at the Quesit House, and we're so happy to be here. It is the first time that we're going to be showing this movie off to the cast and crew, the people who created it, as well as some guests that we invited. So we're super excited. We got a little red carpet, and people are going to be eating in a little bit, and then we're going to watch the movie, which is absolutely exciting because it's been a long time coming, and directing it was one of the coolest things I've done so far, and I'm excited for everything that is to come in the future. So let's have a wonderful night and hope everyone enjoys the movie.
Good to have you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, man. Of course. This is going to be awesome.
This is awesome. This food. There's friends. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Beautiful.
Thank you all so much for coming tonight. Obviously, I'm Joe Taft, and I work at ECAT, and I was the director of this wonderful short film that we are about to watch tonight called The Innkeeper, and a lot of you worked on the film, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of you, as well as those who did not work on the film, because you guys are here tonight, and that is amazing, so thank you all. How about a little round of applause? Because come on, guys, we made a movie. And you're about to see it. So, again, thank you all so much. And
really,
yeah. If you got any questions at the end, or even I'm just gonna open it up to you guys at the end. I think, you know, because a lot of you guys worked on it, so it would be a little weird to be like, all right, so anyone have any questions? You know, so we'll just look. You guys can talk. We'll talk about it. We'll see what we think. He's coming. Thank you. We need a sense of humor here. All right, guys. So I guess without further ado, we're going to hit the lights and we're going to watch The Innkeeper. Maybe not, but when I wrote that character, it was kind of important that you didn't know everything because you wanted to watch him and infer who he was. And remember, we talked for hours about what he did in his backstory.
Yeah.
Man, that prequel is going to be like a 10-episode miniseries, not a miniseries, a little. Yeah. It was, the catering was a... We could do a documentary on just the catering of this movie. It was such a...
I don't even know if I call myself a horror movie aficionado. I don't want... I'm kind of obsessed.
So I know you guys have been hearing a lot about this film. Don't fret. You'll have your chance to see it starting next Friday, October 27th, on ECAT's website and social medias, so don't miss out.
Now here is your OA Sports Recap.
So hello everybody and welcome to your weekly OA Sports Recap. Let's get right into the week that was Thursday, October 12th through 19th, 2023. On Thursday, October 12th, volleyball traveled to Milford and swept 3-0. Junior Jamie Flynn had 10 service points and 4 aces on the day. Golf smoked Foxborough 144-155. With this one, the team clinched sole possession of the Davenport and a regular season league victory. Congrats, guys. Senior Sean Kearns led the day with a 34. On Friday the 13th, boys soccer stayed hot, defeating Stoughton 2-1. That was the team's 5th straight division title and 4th in a row in the Davenport. Mikey Moraes scored the first one off an assist from Derek Walsh in the 49th minute. Then it was Braden Blass just under 10 minutes later to put the game away. Girls soccer also continued their winning ways, traveling to Stoughton and pulling out a tight 1-0 victory. It was Sienna Fabrizio off an assist from Jolie Diaz and Lucinda Lee Cotter. OA goalie Janiyah Matier and the defense kept Stoughton off the board all day long. On Saturday, the 14th, field hockey played Somerset Berkeley and they lost this one 1-0. We'll pick it back up on Monday, the 16th, where field hockey redeemed themselves in a road win over Stoughton 4-0. Aaron Cottam scored one and assisted one, while Linda Cooper scored two. Volleyball swept Stoughton 3-0 on the road. Fleischman had 17 digs, while Paula Romero dished out 14 assists and had 3 aces. On Tuesday, the 17th, boys soccer went to Mansfield and got it done yet again, 4-2 this time out. This marks 8 in a row for the team as they hold strong control over the Davenport and will look to make waves in the state playoffs yet again this year. Meanwhile, the girls hosted Mansfield and unfortunately slipped up in this one, losing 3-1. Their unbeaten streak ended at 9 wins. The lone goal was scored by Jess Keane off an assist from Fabrizio. Girls soccer is now tied with Mansfield for a share of the Davenport's top spot. Finally, on Wednesday, October 19th, volleyball outlasted Mansfield in a 3-2 classic. This one was back and forth as the Tigers trailed 2-1 and were able to pull out the last two. Claire Cavolius had 40 assists and recorded the 1,000th of her career as a Tiger. So congrats, Claire. Sarah Hilliard had 25 kills and 5 aces. Claire O'Rourke had 10 digs and 16 kills, while Rachel Fleischman finished with 24 digs. OA sits in second place in the Davenport to undefeated Canton, now 10-3 in conference, 13-3 overall. Field hockey beat Mansfield at home 6-1. They are 9-3-1 and sit in third place in the Davenport with 62 goals for and just 22 against. Golf competed in the Hawk League Championship meet at Thorny Lee in Brockton Wednesday, sending 4 golfers to play for the title. The Tigers were victorious, taking the overall team victory, shooting a 219, barely edging out Franklin's 223. Braden Shapiro shot a 71, which led every golfer on the day. Sean Kearns and Lucas Riley tied for 5th with a 74. David Rogers tied for 10th with a 78. That's going to just about wrap it up for this week's OA Sports Recap. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's get back over to those guys with the news. Thank you all for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and in light of my birthday coming up this weekend, I've thought of something funnier than 24.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Let me hear it.
25.
This has been Easton News.